Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter Sunday. It's good to see all your smiling faces. It's good to see kids' faces already covered in a little bit of chocolate. I know my kids are a little bit like that already. Now, everyone here, I'm talking to everyone in the room right now. I'm talking to mums and dads, boys and girls, their grandparents, everyone. So if you're a kid or kid at heart, I do have those finder words for you. I printed off way too many, so feel free to lower the bar for being a kid at heart. What I'm going to do as I'm talking to you about these few amazing verses is I'm going to reveal to you what words you need to find in those finder words. So you have to make sure you're listening really well to hear those words. Now, if you don't know how to spell them, they'll also come up on the screen. Now, Ben, I actually forgot the clicker, so I'm gonna give you the wink when I need the next slide. I think we'll be able to manage it. How about before we dive into these verses, I pray, because these verses come from God, and God is the one who helps us understand and know our Lord Jesus. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we dig deep into your word now, as we look at and are reminded of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, would you help us to see just how wonderful this news is? Would you help us to trust Jesus all the more and rejoice in Jesus all the more and praise you all the more for our great and wonderful salvation this Easter? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I've got a question for you all, an audience question, so I need you to yell out your answers. But please tell me, what do you love about Easter? No school. I knew it would come. Easter eggs. Yes. Wonderful. Girls at the back. Chocolate eggs. Yep. What else do you guys love about Easter? Easter egg hunts. It takes the task of eating your Easter eggs and makes it so much more difficult but more fun. I agree. Yes. I've forgotten already. That's how good Easter is. You can't even remember how good it is. Days off, extra days off is fantastic. Unless you're like me and you work in a church and then you have to work all of them. But that's okay, I'm not complaining. Yeah, another one up the back. When Jesus died. When Jesus died. Yes, we do celebrate that on Good Friday. And today we celebrate when Jesus came back from the dead. Some other things I love hot cross buns. In fact, I love them so much that I'm not against them being sold on Boxing Day. The moment Christmas is over and they come out on the shelves, I'm cheering. But I've had well more than my fair share of hot cross buns lately. I've been to Easter hat parades this week. Kids love, you know, decorating their Easter hat parade and, you know, proudly parading that off for all the parents at school and things like that. That's been a lot of fun. In fact, some of these things are your first words to find in our Easter finder words. So Ben, could you pop that next slide up for us? Our first three words are Easter, chocolate, and eggs. See how you go finding them. There's going to be 20 words all up. Here's your first three. Now Easter, there's obviously lots of exciting things about Easter. But for Christians, for those who follow Jesus, Easter is extra special. And we've heard a bit about that already. On Good Friday, Jesus dies. Normally that would be a sad thing, and it is a sad thing, but it's also a source of great joy for Christians because Jesus died in our place. Jesus died to take the punishment we deserve for our sins, so we call it Good Friday. And on Easter Sunday, we celebrate something just as special and just as amazing. Jesus rose back to life. He was dead, really dead, but then he rose back to real new life. That's very exciting. That's something that we call resurrection, which is a pretty big word, especially if you're pretty little. Resurrection just means was dead and is now alive again. And so I have two more words for you. We have Sunday and resurrection, because on Easter Sunday was the resurrection, when Jesus came back to life. Now here's a question for you. Why is Jesus' resurrection such a big deal? Like, it's pretty weird, and it is pretty amazing if a man really did come back to life, but why is that? Why do we still celebrate it 2,000 years later? Surely somewhere along the line we would have just slowly forgotten it, and it would have just become like one of those urban legends and myths. But today, billions of people believe Jesus rose back to life, and that changes the world. How come it's such a big deal? Well, let me give you two reasons. And we see these two reasons in that very first verse Micah read. We see those two reasons in that part of the memory verse we learned in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. So if you have a Bible, you might want to keep it open, but the verse will come up on the screen. Let me tell you those two reasons. God gives his people new life, and God gives his people hope. God gives his people new life, and God gives his people real hope. Let's look at that verse, and we'll see it in there. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. This is the Apostle Peter, one of Jesus' friends. He wrote this letter, and he says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That's what I want to talk about this Easter Sunday. That's what we're going to focus on. Just this one verse, our new birth and our living hope. But as I talk about these things, I want us to be able to remember them. You know, I don't want you to go home, eat all your Easter eggs, have a sugar nap, and then forget what Easter Sunday is all about. So I've got an idea to help us remember it. We're going to remember what we're talking about today by learning some actions. Now, these aren't just any actions. These are actually sign language. So if you know any sign language, you might know some of these. If you don't know any sign language, today you can go home saying you know some sign language. So the first thing we need to remember, I won't teach you it all at once. We'll go bit by bit. The first thing we need to learn is Jesus' resurrection brings. So if you're a boy or girl or a mum and dad or a grandma or grandpa or anyone else, I'd love you to copy these actions with me. So Jesus is a pretty cool action. When Jesus died on the cross, we say he was nailed to the cross through his hands. And so the action for Jesus is we point to the holes that Jesus would have had in his hands. So Jesus' resurrection, this is a pretty good one. Jesus was dead. And now he's alive. So Jesus' resurrection brings. And you're just going to grab a big rope and bring it to yourself. Got it? So we have Jesus' resurrection brings. I'll be adding some more to that later. We'll have a chance to practice it. Don't worry. You'll be able to go home and tell everyone you learned some sign language. So let's look out for what the first thing Jesus' resurrection brings. Jesus' resurrection brings new life. Now, how does that work? When Jesus was resurrected, he got new life. On Good Friday, he died. But on Easter Sunday, he rose to new life. Not the same life he had before, but new life. And so our next two words for our final word are tomb and dead. Because that's where Jesus was before he got his new life. Tomb and dead. Of course, Jesus didn't stay in there. But he was given new life. Now, this new life, it's special. Jesus is still Jesus, but he's like Jesus 2.0. He's like mega Jesus. Jesus, but better. Jesus with new life. And so I have some more words for you. Life and new. Or maybe it should be new and life in the other way around. So what about us? Jesus gets new life, but I said Jesus' resurrection gives us new life. How do we get new life? He got new life. Do we have to die like him to get new life? Well, not quite. But first, I've got to tell you about how we need new life. Because here's the thing. Even though we are alive, you're sitting here, you know, breathing, listening, watching, hopefully. Even though we're here and we're alive, it's actually like we're dead. Not really dead. You're not slumped in your seat now, but dead to God. It's like this, right? When Jesus was dead, he couldn't listen to God. He couldn't hear God speak. He couldn't be friends with God because he was dead. We're like that now. Even though we're alive, it's like we're dead. We can't listen to God when he says hello to us. We're dead to him. We can't speak to God when we want to speak to God because it's like we're dead. We can't be friends with God because it's like we're dead. Not really actually dead, but dead to God. And that's really, really sad because God is really, really good. And we can't know him, we can't be friends with him because it's like we're dead inside. Now I want us to pause here. I have some very special props in my very special backpack. I have two spoons. Now who reckons you know what to do with a spoon on Easter? Eat all your Easter pudding? Nah, that's not a thing. What you do with spoons is you carry eggs, and I have two very special eggs. I'm going to use these eggs to demonstrate how Jesus gives us new life. So I need two volunteers who want to do an egg and spoon race. Now, Gene and Levi, we're going to run just to the end of the carpet, so you might need to clear out of the way. So if you're a boy or girl, maybe in primary school, I will choose two people. Yes, you can come on up. And Malachi, you can come on up. All right, here we go. You both can stand right here. I got one spoon over here. Malachi, one spoon here. Now, what's your name?
Elise.
All right, we have Elise versus Malachi. All right, now, if you're on this side, this is Elise's side. You need to cheer for Elise. Give me a practice cheer for Elise. Beautiful. Now, if you're on this side, you're cheering for Malachi. Give me a practice cheer for Malachi. Okay, I think this side has some work to do. What I'm going to do, in a moment, I'm going to put a spoon in your egg. I would like you both to carefully, but quickly, run up to the end of the carpet, run back, first person back wins. Got it? All right, so as soon as I put these in your spoons, you can go. So face the front. Are you ready? Are you spaghetti? Go. Okay. Congratulations, Elise. Give her a round of applause. Congratulations, Malachi. We might have had a... maybe I should have boiled it so it didn't break. No, you did very well. You almost came back in the end. High fives. High fives. We're going to need a cleaner on aisle up the front. Thank you, guys. You can both grab a seat. Now, these guys are so generous. They're going to share maybe just this one afterwards. If you want some floor smoosh chocolate, you're welcome to it. Now, as these guys took their eggs up and back, that's kind of like what Jesus did. He brings new life. At Easter, we say the egg represents new life. The egg is empty, it's hollow because the tomb was empty, because Jesus has new life. In that egg and spoon race, they brought that life with them. Some of that life was smushed, but imagine it wasn't. When Jesus comes back to life, he brings new life with us. And just like we're going to share that Easter egg at the end, he shares that new life with us. He gives us some of his special new life. And that special new life means that now we can be friends with God. We can hear God and we can listen to God and we can have a relationship with our very, very good God. And so that's very exciting news. And that's what Peter says in his verse. Let me remind you, the verse will come back up for us. Here we go. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth, that is new life, into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus brings new life at Easter time. So we're going to learn more of our sign language sentence. So obviously we have Jesus resurrection brings. Now we need to learn new life. New is like this. It's like you're buttering toast on your hand. So new and life, you get your middle finger and just rub it on your shirt. New life. Got that? So let's practice together. We go, Jesus resurrection brings new life. Great. You guys look fantastic. You're doing a really great job. We have more to add to that sentence because that's not the end of the story though, is it? There's more that Jesus brings. So what's the second thing? Jesus' resurrection gives us real hope. Jesus' resurrection gives us real hope. Let's look at that verse again. Here we go. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. Now, what does that mean, to have a living hope? I reckon most Aussies don't really know what happens after that. In fact, I think most Aussies are a little bit like this video. I'm sorry, it's a little low quality. I couldn't find a high resolution one, but you'll get the idea. Here we go.
Dad, what happens to you when you die?
Oh, well, that's like, I think when we all things you know, it's that's a big. There's not nobody really, you know, different people have the religious tradition from a scientific point of view. Atoms, that's the big. You know, like philosophers have struggled to. Some people believe, but it's not. I mean, I feel my personal. I reckon that there's, you know, I mean, it's unclear really if well, the Ngabi of the Congo believe that a tiny bird. I mean, nobody really. It's, I don't know.
Now that's a bit funny, but I think that's probably what most Aussies are like. They don't know. We don't know. We might have some ideas. We might not. But we're not sure. Aussies don't seem to be sure what's going to happen after they die. We don't know what's going to come next. It's kind of like, I've never been to New Zealand. I'd love to visit New Zealand, but I've never been. I've seen pictures, I've seen videos, I've seen The Lord of the Rings, which makes me think New Zealand is covered in orcs and giant tree people. But I've never experienced, I don't really, really know what New Zealand is like. Now, if I wanted to know what New Zealand's like, what could I do? Yell it out. What could I do? Malcolm. I could go to New Zealand. That's a fantastic idea, but I don't want to go if I'm not going to like it, so I want to know what it's like before I go. What else could I do? What else could I do? Yes, Elijah. I could watch movies about it. I have done that, and that tells me there's orcs and giant tree people. Do you think that's true?
No.
No. So what else could I do? I could Google it. I could ask someone who's been. These are all fantastic ideas. I could get other people's experiences of it and learn from them. So I'm probably just going to ask my friend who lives in New Zealand, what's New Zealand like? That's kind of like how we can know what happens after we die. We can know if someone has been there and come back and can tell me about it. Just like I can know about New Zealand if someone's been there and come back and they can tell me about it. That's how we can know what happens after we die. The other option is to just go there ourselves, but usually there's not any coming back from that. Except Easter Sunday, when Jesus rose from the dead, he was dead, and he's come back. He can tell us what happens beyond the afterlife. So, I have three more words for you. For your final words, we have no, beyond, and afterlife. And there's a little sneak peek at some more words for you. No, beyond, and afterlife. Because Jesus died and has come back from the dead, we can know what happens after we die because he can tell us. And the good news is he does tell us. Jesus tells us what happens after this life. And Jesus has new life, right? And so do we. Jesus is raised back to life, and Jesus says, if you trust in me, you will be raised back to life too. That's what happens after we die. If we trust in Jesus, we will have real new life like Jesus has new life. We call that something to look forward to like that. We call that hope. Now, when I say hope, there's two different ways that word works. Okay? I might say something like, I've been invited to a party. I've been invited to my friend's birthday party, and they've given me the invitation. It has the date and the time, and when they give it to me, I'm really excited about it because I know they're going to have party bags and piñatas and all the things like at parties. And I say, oh, I hope I can come. I hope I can come. I just need to go home and check my calendar, make sure I'm free, make sure I can get there, that kind of thing. That kind of hope is, I really want to, I wish, I would love to, but I don't know. That's what I want, but I don't know. Now, say I go home and I check my calendar, I check with my family and we're free, so I RSVP for that party. I say, I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. I've put it in my calendar so nothing else can take up that slot. Now I know I'm going to go and I have hope, a real solid hope that I'm definitely going to be there. I'm just waiting patiently till that time comes. When the Bible talks about hope, it's talking about that second kind of hope where we can know for sure that we'll be raised just like Jesus was because Jesus has already been raised himself. We can be sure of what will happen to us after we die because Jesus guarantees it for us. And so our hope is not a, oh, I hope I can come, but I'm not sure. It's a, I know I'm going to go, and I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to it, and I will be there. Hope in the Bible is a sure thing. All we have to do is wait patiently. And so your last two words, for now are rise and hope. We have solid hope that we too will rise just like Jesus. Christian hope is 100% locked in, guaranteed hope. And that is very good news for everyone who would trust in Jesus. So we need to learn a little bit more of our sentence. We've learned that Jesus' resurrection brings new life and it brings hope. So the word for and is you're going to point upside down and you're going to draw a C with your hand. Got it? You're going to draw a little C. So that's and hope is a cool one. You put your hand on your head like you're giving a salute, then you go down into a little cross. So hand on your head like saluting, cross. So let's put it all together. We have Jesus' resurrection brings new life and hope. How good's that? How good is Jesus' resurrection? It is fantastic news for us. We can have new life where we now know God and can speak to God and can hear from God, and we have hope. We know what will happen to us after we die. We will live again with Jesus. Now the verse, I don't know if you know, it's 1 Peter 1:3. It has this bit at the start about praising God. Let me read the whole verse again for us. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Has that bit about praise and has that bit about mercy. See, God knows that we can't give ourselves new life, and God knows that we can't give ourselves hope. We need help. We can't do any of that ourselves. And so, he has mercy on us. He helps us where we can't help ourselves. One time when I was a kid, about 10 years old, me and my family went on a trip up to the Gold Coast, and we visited Wet n Wild, the water slide theme park. Right, and while we're there, there was the big water slides. I was a little bit too little to go down the really big ones. I went down some little ones. But me and my family, we started in that big wave pool. And it's kind of like a beach where it starts really shallow, then goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And so as they turn on the waves, up near the shore, the waves are pretty calm and mild, but down near the deep end, the waves are big. Now, I could swim, but I wasn't the strongest swimmer. I was like a 10-year-old kid. My older brother, he wanted to go to where the big waves were. And if he's going to go where the big waves were, I'm going to go where the big waves were, because I'm a big 10-year-old boy. And so he starts swimming into the big waves, and I start following him. But it got to the point where the waves were too big. I couldn't handle it. I'd bitten off more than I could chew. I couldn't see my brother anymore because I couldn't swim nearly as fast as him. So he was too far out. He couldn't hear me. I couldn't go back, my family too far away, and I was caught in the waves. I just couldn't really move around at all. The best I could manage was to move to the side of the pool, but that was it. I needed help. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't swim my way out of it. I was too little. I wasn't a strong enough swimmer. I needed someone to rescue me. And that's what happened. I remember it vividly. The water was like splashing in my face, so I couldn't breathe every couple of seconds. It got me in the face. I couldn't breathe. I was spitting out water. I was trying to reach up the side of the pool, but it was too high. I couldn't reach the top. And I felt a hand reach down, grab me by my arm, and pull me all the way up to the side of the pool. The lifeguard had seen me struggle, had come to me, rescued me, and they made no big deal or fuss about it. They're just like, maybe stick to the shallower end, and they just went off. I needed rescue because I couldn't do it myself, and that lifeguard had mercy on me. Now, that was his job, yes, but he had mercy on me. That's God. He has mercy on us when we can't help ourselves. God has mercy on us to make us alive with Jesus. And so here's three more words. We have mercy, alive, and Jesus. We're coming to the end of the words on the final word. We don't have many more left. God is so great. Jesus is so good to us that he would bring us new life and hope when we couldn't do that ourselves. So how do we respond? What does that mean for us? What do we do now? Well, it was at the start of our verse, wasn't it? Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We praise Jesus. We praise God because he rescued us. He rescued, just like I was rescued out of the water, Jesus rescues us when we can't rescue ourselves, when we were dead to God. So what does it mean to praise God? What might that look like? Well, to put it very simply, praising God means thanking God with your whole life. Thanking God with everything you do. Sometimes Christians use the word praise to mean singing in church, but praise is more than that. Yes, praise is when we sing to God in church and we thank him with our words and our singing, but we can live our whole life thanking God. The way we treat our friends at school, we can thank God because God says, love your neighbours or love your friends. He also says love your enemies. So the way you treat those at school you don't get along with. We can love God by the way we drive our cars. God says we need to obey the authorities over us. And so the way we drive our cars following the road rules is a way we can praise God. We can praise God by the way we listen to our parents. Or if we're a parent, by the way we love and care for our children. We praise God by thanking him with how we live. By living obediently to him. And so here are your very last two words before you find a word. Praise God. They're your last two words. Now tell me, did I miss any words? Is there 20 words out now?
Yes.
No? How many do you have, Elise?
15.
15. I tell you what, I'll put a slide up at the end with all 20 words. And you'll be able to copy them down later if you missed any words. I thought I might have missed one, but if someone has 20, I know I didn't.
I have 21.
You have 21? Wow, you're finding extra words. Now let's finish off our sign language sentence. So far we have Jesus' resurrection brings new life and hope. And so what do we do now? We praise God. And so this is praise. Double thumbs up, rub them together. It's good stuff. We praise God. You knock your hands together and then you point up. So let's put it all together. Jesus' resurrection brings new life and hope. Praise God. That's how we can remember what Easter's all about. And now you can go home and tell everyone you know sign language. And they'll say, tell me about the road in sign language. You're like, I don't know about the road. But I know about Jesus' resurrection bringing new life and hope. And so we praise him. How good is Easter Sunday? Don't you reckon? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Easter Sunday. Thank you that Jesus didn't stay in the grave, but he rose to new life so that we might have new life. And as he rises to new life, he says we can rise too. So thank you for the hope we have in him. Help us to praise Jesus, praise you, God our Father, with all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.